Thank you for downloading this podcast from policyreview.tv.
Thank you. Joe Barlow, Barking College, Barking and Dagenham College. A question for Michelle, really. In terms of culture, you know, we've all become very businesslike in the last decade or so, and a new language and a new behaviour has been introduced into the organisation. As a teaching learning assessment, quite rightly, becomes core and so on, do you think there's something about the language that we use and the culture that we define? Is there something in there?
I think there has to be, but I would go back to, I think it was Colin said it this morning, that if we've got student achievement and the student at the heart of everything we do, it's very easy to say that. I mean, we all say that, don't we? The student is at the heart of everything that we do. But if they are, then the language that we use and the culture that we have will actually support that. I suppose, you know, principals have to be a number of things, don't they? One of the things we have to demonstrate is that we're businesslike, that we can talk the language of business to employers. I spend a third of my life on, you know, employment and skills boards and the local enterprise board, and you have to be able to speak their language. But at the end of the day, what we do is why we all do it, is to ensure that our students get the best possible opportunity, the best experience for them to do what they need to do with their lives. I can't imagine anybody in FE who doesn't believe that. We all believe that. Principals believe that as much as everybody else does. Otherwise, you know, we'd have given up a long time ago, I think. So to me, the culture doesn't need to change. One of the things that might need to change is the language, a little bit, around the understanding of what happens in the class, or how to demonstrate and explain what goes on in the classroom, perhaps, you know, to focus more on teaching, learning and assessment in terms of language. For me to do that, so I'm going back to the classroom, for example. I've been back on reception, I've done that for a bit, and now I'm going back in the classroom so that I really understand what it was like, because I haven't taught for quite some time now. So I think that's important, but in actual fact, if we didn't believe what FE was really about, then we'd all be making our living somewhere else, because we're all very... I haven't met anybody in my 32 years that isn't really passionate about FE.
Can I take Chair's prerogative and build on that, because I've been very well behaved all day.
Haven't you?
When I talk to people from outside our sector, the perception is that we are too businesslike and that we don't focus enough on teaching and learning, which I know isn't true. Mm. So I think, building on what you're saying, there is something about how we shift our discourse that actually evidences that we do put teaching and learning, the student experience... I mean, millions of satisfied, successful students go through us every year, you know. But there's something about somehow we are not perceived as having that as the focus. And I remember as college principal a school head saying to me, the answer to excellence learning is I know the name of every student. It's like I've got 25,000 students. But I still think there's something that we can get better at in articulating, evidencing and showing how we are, what our passion is.
If I just come back on that as well, I think the new chief inspector, Michael Wilshaw, does talk about, in terms of schools, that the principal or head teacher is leading on teaching and learning. Now, you know, you can't put us in the private sector, which we are, aren't we? And expect us to focus entirely on teaching and learning. We have great people to do that. But so I think there's a balance, isn't there, to how we're perceived. We have to do, you know, yes. I have to make sure that the book's balanced, as we can't invest in what we need for our students in the future. Yeah. But we also have to talk that language properly.
I think so, yeah. So great question there. Mm-hmm. Any more questions coming in from further afield?
No?
Oh, they have too much pudding.
Okay, no, you've just stunned them into silence, haven't you?
Bread and butter pudding.
Any more questions from within this room? If not, I'm going to... I'm not going to sum up, but I'm just going to make some observations. But if there's a burning question, please let's take that first. That's far more important. No? I think you've probably... You know, like, I tell you what I feel a bit like, and it's nothing to do with the lunch. When you've had such a wonderful meal, you do actually feel so full that you need to go away and digest and ingest. And that's what I feel. We've had such a rich, varied and honest, I feel, really authentic, which is Effie at our best, isn't it? That we just speak it as it is. So I think there's been the most incredible sharing here of quite different experiences, different kinds of colleges, different kinds of communities. But I think it's been a rich meal. What really has leapt out at me is this no separation between preparation and doing the right things and running the college and getting all the things going. I think that's absolutely come out loud and clear. The total acceptance of the focus on teaching and learning and the experience of the student, which is at the heart of what we've always done, but perhaps articulating that and focusing on that differently. The transparency, the honesty, the role of the SAR, read the handbook. I think that's actually as simple as can be, but actually, and I'm sure we're preaching to converted here, but for those of you out there who haven't read the handbook, read the handbook. The role of data. What I'm hearing very much is that clarity on outcomes, that however different the style of the principals, the culture of the college, the approach of the nominees, that there was an absolute unremitting focus on what the outcome was within your culture and your context. And then actually how you got there, particularly with what kinds of processes or use of data differed, but you got there. And trust as well as monitoring, I think, came in loud and clear. And I just want to end on one of my favourite, which is about telling the story. Your story against your mission, your context, your community, and a story of successful students at the end of the day. So I think it's actually been really rich up to this point in the conference. And can we just say a thank you to all of our speakers, because I think they've been amazing.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from policyreview.tv. For more details, go to www.policyreview.tv. Please note that this audio is subject to copyright and cannot be used by other broadcasters or for commercial gain.